You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The second choice in the morning line coming out of the eighth gate. The third choice in the morning line, Todd Pletcher's Carpe Diem. A challenge there coming out of the second gate. 8-1 odds, Will Clark, Louisville.
A Russian supply capsule that went into an uncontrollable spin after launch is being declared a total loss. But astronauts at the International Space Station say they'll get by without the delivery of fresh food, water, clothes, and equipment. The Progress capsule with 3 tons of goods began tumbling when it reached orbit Tuesday. This is USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 54 sunny degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is partly sunny with a high near 66. There is a 30% chance of showers today, tomorrow, and Friday night, and then Saturday morning, there's a 30% chance of showers before 2 p.m., so bring your umbrellas while you're waiting in line for the book sale, but it'll be a high of 68, and Sunday, though, looks like the best day of the weekend, with a high of 73 and sunny.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather is clear.
Morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Friends of HCL book sale is upon us. The book drives were wildly successful, so you're not going to want to miss this weekend's sale. Comic Fest and the HCL Outdoor Art Show and sale are also on the horizon. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer explains that your shin bone is a device for finding furniture in a dark room. Upcoming library speakers and concerts, including this year's summer concert lineup. That's the outdoor concerts at the Hunterdon County Library. Today in history, trivia, and much more. Today's library show. I actually know what play this song's from, Jennifer.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Guys and Dolls.
They play it once a year.
Oh, you do? And I'm actually seeing this play this summer up in Vermont.
Really?
Because
oh,
when
nice.
We're in Vermont for a week, it's playing at the Playhouse in the town we're in.
Which week are you in Vermont?
I've never seen this play. Is it any good?
It is.
Frank Sinatra starred in the movie, didn't he?
He did.
And Marlon Brando?
Yes. Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
You're pretty good.
I take my trivia very seriously, Jennifer.
So when are you going to be in Vermont?
End of July. Last week in July. That's the plan right now, anyway. We'll see.
Program,
yeah, that's way down. So Jennifer's playing that song, obviously, because the Kentucky Derby, as well as the Friends book sale, is this weekend.
It is.
Jennifer's forecast was a little dour. My forecast is a lot better.
The All right, well, we'll
sale,
use yours.
The weather is, I have the most percent chance of rain is 20%.
That's what I said.
20%?
That's what I said.
You're saying bring umbrellas.
In case
Jennifer,
it gets wet.
Jennifer.
Jim.
So the book sale, the Friends book sale is this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this year. Temperatures, the lowest temperature is Saturday in the lower 70s. So ideal book buying weather, Jennifer. So we'll talk all about the book sale in a moment. We'll talk about the Kentucky Derby, too. Do you have the entries over there?
I do.
Oh, good. Okay, should we talk about that now or later?
into it later.
Okay. Let's talk about our upcoming programs we have this week, starting with the one we had last night. I believe the David Aaron Quartet visited us last night.
They did. David's been a band leader in New Jersey since 1970. He has a big band, and then he does several small bands. And he brought his drummer, his keyboard player, and his bass player.
So do I know any of the songs he played?
He played Winter Wonderland, and I forgot to ask him later why.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. He doesn't talk between the songs?
He does, some he doesn't.
Okay.
He played Summertime, which is his band's signature song.
Summertime?
Because every big band leader had a signature song, and that's his.
Did he write this or arrange this song?
No.
Oh.
You know, Summertime and the Living is Easy?
No. Play that in the beginning of the show next week.
Okay.
I was thinking in the good old summertime.
No.
So I don't know any. What else? Big band standards?
Big band standard.
And in the mood?
Drawing up. No, he didn't play in the mood. It was more jazz things.
How did our audience like it?
They liked it very much. He's a very good, and when he does talk, he's very entertaining. He knows a lot of stories. And he's done a lot of song and lectures at the library over the years. So.
Okay, and we have some other programs coming up this week, Jennifer, starting with tonight at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. We have a meditation program for optimal well-being. You need this program, Jennifer? People have been practicing meditation for centuries, and today they see a surge in its popularity as new benefits continue to be discovered. Jennifer, this is the whole holistic kick my wife is all about. It is recognized how meditation can help the body, mind, and spirit. Actually, I have a good example. My wife had broken her bone in her foot. She's used acupuncture, meditation, and it's the doctor says she is at least a month and a half ahead of what a normal bone healing would be. And she credits it all to holistic medicine. And no, my wife is not a crackpot for everybody out there thinking that my wife's some kind of, what adjective am I looking for here, Jennifer?
Crackpot works.
Okay. Who is the host of this show? Didn't it get switched? Or that was yours? Umesh Bhatia.
I have no idea.
Is who will be hosting this meditation.
A lot of time Umesh cancels at the last minute.
Right, so there might be Sue Rose might be sitting in for him, which I think might be the case, actually. So that's tonight at 7 p.m. if you want to do some meditation. Tonight at the Huntington County Library, we're showing a movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel. This will be at 6 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring your own snack and favorite non-alcoholic beverage. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Library. And we have a nice meeting room with a nice sound and audio or video system. So if you haven't been there, check it out. Since we don't have any movie theaters in the Huntington County. Actually, I did see this in the movie theater, Jennifer. The one in, ever been to the movie theater in?
Montgomery?
No. Is it Newtown? No, not Newtown. I'm thinking Doylestown.
Oh, no.
They have a cool old theater.
Is it?
And I saw that there. It's one of those eccentric-y type. I think Wes Anderson is his the director's name. He's done a lot of those
quirky
the
sort
Royal
of.
Tenenbaums. What is the most famous one? I'm drawing a blank on it now. It's a quirky type movie. Ralph Fiennes has a good job in it.
And
it'll entertain you.
The biography about the author Stephen, and his last name begins with a Z, is of the book is very quirky, or the incidents it's based on.
I'm thinking of Moonrise Kingdom was another one he just recently did. Did you see that movie?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, next Wednesday, Jennifer, did I skip anything over the weekend?
You did.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Next Tuesday, we're going to have local author Manny Luftglass talk about flea marketing in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and his new book, Flea Market for Vendors and Shoppers, Pennsylvania and New Jersey Edition.
Is this Tuesday, May 5th?
It is.
I still have the old flyer where I thought it was Tuesday, May 7th. That's why I was out of order there. No, you're out of order.
I'm out of order.
Okay, Jennifer, then on Wednesday, May 6th, the Matt Richards Power Trio, a new performer for our library concert series. He doesn't play your grandfather's brand of jazz, Jennifer. What was your grandfather's brand of jazz?
My grandfather was actually a musician.
Unless that patriarch happens to be John McLaughlin. Who's John McLaughlin?
I know a couple.
I gotta edit some of these things, Jennifer.
Or at least look them up before you read.
So this is a different kind of jazz. It's an energized sound that this trio produces. It's most definitely 21st century, Jennifer, and their collective interaction borders on psychic. And that's always the best jazz
combos. Where did you find this group?
He's been contacting me for a while, and I listened to him online, and he's gotten a lot of good reviews, so we're giving him a try. So this is Wednesday, May 6th, if you like jazz. Not your grandfather's jazz, that is, but 21st century jazz. Come to the library on May 6th at 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public, as are all our programs. If you want more information on any of our programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar on the bottom right corner and follow it home.
And Wednesday at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chapter of the Sierra Club will present New Jersey Invasive Species Strike Team. Of course, all you need to do is read the flyer, and you don't actually have to go to the program. There's so much information on here. I'm not even going to attempt to read it. The meet and greet starts at 7 p.m., followed by the program at 7:30. It is free and open to the public, as all our programs are. And you can call 730-6135 for the North County Branch programs, or 788-1434 for headquarters programs, or click on the calendar of events at hclibrary.us and register online.
And tomorrow, of course, is May 1st, and I always at the library have a new set of displays. Mm-hmm. We have new items in our collection, like DVDs. I didn't get that list yet, but we'll talk about that next week. You have it. How come I didn't get that, Jennifer?
Because I pulled it out of your photocopier. I don't know why.
Oh, Allison did this on her own. I guess it's not on our webpage yet, obviously, because I didn't forward it on. But we have new DVDs at the library starting tomorrow. Here are a couple examples. Three Men and a Little Lady. Is that a sequel to Three Men
and
a Baby?
Yeah, I have no clue why we put that.
Backdraft, the Ron Howard classic from 1991. Cake, Big Eyes, which is in a popular recent movie. The Gambler, The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies. That's the third installment of the Hobbit series, Jennifer. The Legend of 1900. I don't know what that is. The Nutty Professor. River's Edge, A Secret Life of Walter Mitty. That's with, I'm going to draw a blank because I'm trying to get a picture. Stiller, Ben Stiller.
The remake.
Yeah, Taken 3, Unbroken. The Wedding Ringer. I don't know what that's about, but I saw... That's a recent movie, too, that Wild, which we'll be showing in our movie series coming up. Some nonfiction films that we have in our collection now. 20,000 Days on Earth, Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies. My wife taped that on TV.
Oh, did she?
Yes. I wish she had it. Drywall, Hanging and Taping. Really?
Well, that one's...
Is that an instructional video?
I would imagine.
A whole film about how to hang drywall?
I guess.
Wow. I just hung some myself. I didn't know I needed. Okay, Jennifer, some television movies and series we've added. The 100, Season 1. Foyle's War, another one of my wife's absolute favorites from the PBS channel. Set 8. She's not happy with me about that. Have you ever seen Foyle's War?
Mm-mm.
I compare it to Scooby-Doo because at the end, whoever he's hunting or sleuthing about confesses completely. Just like in Scooby-Doo, remember?
I remember.
So all you need is a great Dane on Foyle's War, and the circle will be complete. Suits Season 4, Veep. Season 3, that's a good series, starring Julia Louise Dreyfus from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all new in our collection. So if you want to put a hold on through our webpage, do so. hclibrary.us. Click on what, Jennifer?
Click on...
How do you put a hold on our webpage?
You go to search the catalog.
Upper right corner.
Upper right corner.
Of our webpage.
Of our webpage. And then you type in what you're looking for. And then...
It'll prompt you from there.
And it'll say place request. And you type in your library card number and you're all set.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, it's time for our first commercial break.
Okay, we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the library show. That's not our number. Okay, Richard, take care.
The Wonderful World, there's a problem with the...
Okay.
So I thought on my feet.
So I was going to say, this song can only mean one thing, but it doesn't mean one thing, Jennifer. It means multiple things. But it's time for Today in History. Today's April 30th, 2015. At this time every Thursday morning, I quiz Jennifer on how well she knows her history of things that have happened on previous April 30th. Jennifer, let's go back to 1789.
Okay.
George Washington takes the oath of office on this date to become the first elected president of the United States.
Yes, he does.
Where?
New York City.
Can you be any more specific? That is correct, by the way, and I'll give you the correct answer for that.
I cannot.
The balcony of Federal Hall on Wall Street.
That was downtown.
That's where the first inaugural address was given. Okay, 1803, Jennifer. The United States purchases the Louisiana Territory from France, more than doubling the size of the young nation. My question to you, this was today in 1803, Jennifer, how much did we pay for it? How much did we pay for the Louisiana Territory? How much did we pay to double our young nation? Amazing value.
I don't know.
Why did the French give it away this cheaply? $15 million. $15 million for what? 26 states or something? Yeah. Incredible.
But it was landlocked by that point.
But why did France give it away like that?
Because it was landlocked and, you know, the whole ocean thing between us.
Okay. Could have been a whole nother war right there.
Exactly.
Okay, 1885, Jennifer, on April 30th. New York, Governor of New York, David B. Hill, signs into legislation New York's first state park. Where was it? New York's first state park was signed into legislation today.
Nope.
Niagara Falls. The Niagara Reservation. Okay, Jennifer, on this date, who dies in a train wreck in Vaughan, Mississippi while trying to make up time on the Cannonball Express?
What year?
1900. April 30th, 1900. This was a true story, Jennifer. Casey Jones.
Huh.
All those folklore songs and stories about him, it actually was a true story.
Huh.
1904, Jennifer. The Louisiana Purchase Exposition, which was the World's Fair. They used to name it after big events, like the one in Chicago was after Columbus's founding of America. The Louisiana Purchase Exposition World Fair opens in what city in 1904?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri is correct. Very good.
There
1927.
There's a musical about that.
What?
There's a musical about that, you know.
Meet Me in St. Louis?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer. 1927. These are the first two celebrities to leave their footprints in concrete at Grumman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
How about Mary Pickford?
Wow.
And,
that is correct. I believe it was her husband.
Yeah, I know, and it's not. It's there, and it's not coming out.
Douglas Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
Yes. 1939, Jennifer, the World's Fair opens again, but in what city this time?
Chicago.
New York City, 1939. They also hosted it in 64.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1943, I found this interesting. It's World War II trivia, just in case Kiko is listening, our friend and loyal listener Kiko. I always try to have a World War II tidbit for him since he was an Army graduate. Okay, Jennifer, Operation Mincemeat took place today in 1943 on April 30th. What was Operation Mincemeat?
There's a new book about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of this?
Yes.
Give Kiko a couple minutes to text in his answer. We'll move on. And we'll come back. In 1993, Jennifer, who was stabbed by Günter Parche, an obsessed fan, during a quarterfinal match of the Citizen Tennis match in Hamburg, Germany?
Monica Seles.
You remember this?
Yes.
And I don't think she was ever the same after that, obviously.
No.
Okay, and finally, Jennifer, in 1995... a U.S. President, Bill Clinton, becomes the first president to visit where? The first U.S. president to visit where on this date in 1995?
Cuba, no.
Northern Ireland.
Really? Huh.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, back to Operation Mincemeat, Jennifer. Any idea? Kiko is not listening today, so he has formed no answer.
No.
The submarine HMS Seraph surfaces in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Spain to deposit a dead man planted with false invasion plans and dressed as a British military intelligence officer. This was to fool the Germans, Jennifer, into thinking that the Allies were going to invade Greece and Sardinia instead of Sicily.
The plan worked. The Trojan horse.
The plan worked. The Germans took the bait because they learned through breaking their code that they believed it, and they were able to do that little sleight of hand. So that was Operation Mincemeat, Jennifer.
Hmm.
And finally, seven people born or died on this date, April 30th, in history.
Okay.
I know who they are. Does Jennifer? Died in 1883, Jennifer, on April 30th, Edouard Manet.
He was a painter.
Mm-hmm.
An impressionist.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the water lily. That was Monet. He was French.
I must have always gotten those two mad, getting confused for each other.
Mm-hmm. I can't come up with one of his paintings.
The only one I know, and I can't remember, is A Picnic in the Park, where the nude woman was sitting with two guys. I think that's his most famous painting.
There's a sculpture of that.
Grounds for Sculpture. That is correct. That was Manet. Okay, born today in 1908, and I may be still alive, Jennifer. Nah, can't be. 1908? Does this make sense? Eve Arden.
Oh, she was. She's an actress. She was in Greece.
Correct. She was the principal in Greece.
The principal in Greece.
Yes. You know where I remember her from?
Mm-mm.
This is 1908. She's got to be dead. Okay. Because Greece was in the 70s. Okay, I've lost track of time here, Jennifer. I remember from the late 60s, she was in a sitcom. I must have only been like 4 years old, but I remember the sitcom. It was her and Kay Ballard. I think it was called like the Mother-in-Laws or something, where they lived next door to each other, and the kids married each other, and the kids moved into one of their houses, and they just, for some reason, that made an impression on a four-year-old boy, because I can remember that show pretty vividly.
Okay.
Isn't that strange?
Yes,
why
is.
Would I care about that?
I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer, I was not a normal four-year-old boy.
You're not a normal.
It wasn't like Eve Arden was anything.
50-something-year-old
boy. I'm not going to get there. Okay, 1940, Jennifer, Burt Young is born.
Nope.
On April 30th. Burt Young, best known as Pauly in the Rocky movies.
Okay.
Can you picture him?
Yes.
Okay. Died today in 1945. Eva Braun. Along with her husband, obviously.
She was Adolf Hitler's husband or mistress? Adolf Hitler.
It says wife here.
Does it? And she poisoned herself. Suicide.
Yes. Because the Allies were closing in. They were in a bunker or something. Is that correct?
That's the story.
Died today in 1974. Jennifer Agnes Moorehead.
She was the mother on Bewitched.
That is correct. Little did you know, though, she was a famous actress before that.
Yes.
She had like 5 Academy Award nominations. But that's what everybody remembers her as Endora. I'm Bewitched. Sergio Leone died today, Jennifer, in 1989.
Is he a singer?
No. Famous Italian director, spaghetti westerns.
Oh, yeah.
Sergio Leone. A lot of Clint Eastwood movies like that. Got it?
Got it.
And finally, 1994, Richard Scarry.
He was a children's author. He died. He wasn't born. He was...
died in 1994,
He was a children's author, Richard Scarry's World. He did... gold bug books where gold bug would be hidden in crowd
exactly
scenes.
I remember that just because my daughter used to watch that show Busy Town or something on TV.
We used to play when we go to Asbury Park on the Ferris wheel. My father wouldn't go on with us, and he would be gold bug, and we would try to find him.
He could hide in the crowd.
Yeah, I don't really remember crowds, but yeah.
Well, there had to be crowds back then. What year was that, Jennifer?
Well, it would be before 1979. So I don't know, 75, 70.
After the race riots.
Yeah.
You're brave going down there.
No.
I think we stopped. I don't think my parents allowed me down there after the...
Well, I mean, I was with... When I was young.
Right.
All
Dad was hiding in the crowd.
Yes.
I'm going to get myself in trouble today.
You want to do the weather?
Is it halfway through the show? Jennifer, it is. It's 11:31 according to my computer clock. What time is it on yours?
11:30.
Okay, we're close.
Different time zones.
Okay, we have a half hour left of the library show. Then Jim Gano comes in at 12 noon to join you. Here's a quick look at your weather, book sale weather, and then I'll tell you all about the book sale. Today it's 60 degrees and cloudy, so no big deal. Tomorrow, 63 degrees and cloudy. And then Saturday, we're up to 71 degrees and partly cloudy skies. I'm not even going to mention rain, so don't worry about it. Sunday, 76 degrees and mostly sunny. And Monday, 80 degrees, Jennifer, and mostly sunny. Summer is coming. And like I mentioned, this weekend is the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. Finally here. I mentioned their book drives that they had last weekend were wildly successful, Jennifer. They had lines out to the road, they said.
That's what I heard.
People donating books. I saw all the books donated at the libraries. So expect a great selection at the book sale this year. This is the 19th annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale, located at the South County Branch Park where the 4-H Fair is every year. in the biggest permanent building, you'll be directed. There'll be plenty of signage, so don't worry about that. The times, Saturday is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, always half price day, Jennifer, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the new feature this year, Monday, May 4th, is $5 a bag sale day from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. They'll provide the bags. You fill it up, give them a $5 bill, and all those books are yours, Jennifer. There's early bird admission hours on Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. Entrance is free for all Friends members who join before the sale. And also, anyone over the age of 18 and pays $20 can get in early as well. For safety reasons, please, no wagons, strollers, carriages are allowed in the sale. I'm passing by all the book drive information because they don't need that. And all the volunteer. So this is what you can expect to buy at the book sale, Jennifer. Hardback books, paperback books, children's books, large print books, DVDs, CDs, video games, books on CD. So quite the selection.
Quite the selection.
So always, Jen, are you going to the book sale this year?
I'm not. I'm working both days.
At the book sale?
No, at the library.
You can't get out for an hour?
No.
Just go.
We have a Comic Fest meeting Saturday.
All day long?
Yes.
It's an all day long Comic Fest meeting.
Is.
Well, that sounds pretty inefficient. Inefficient?
Inefficient.
Okay, Jennifer. Finally, the benefit. Come early and shop long because all proceeds benefit our Hunterdon County Library System. Money from recent book sales paid for renovated kitchen in the meeting room at the Route 12 Library, as well as its Bookmark Cafe. Furniture was provided at the North County Branch Library, shelving at the South County Branch Library, and reading and music programs at several libraries. Like every year, we expect to have a rich supply of cookbooks, romances, thrillers, classics, and children's books, just to name a few. Winter has broken. Come and join us for a great way to celebrate the spring. So I can't stress this enough. This is one of the best book sales you'll ever go to, and it's right in your own backyard. So more information, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. If you need directions to South County Park, everything is on our webpage. And right on the homepage, you'll see a link for the book sale.
That is right. Is it time?
Oh, is it time? Yes. And now it's time to talk to Jenna's person waiting to talk about the Kentucky Derby. This, of course, is my own Kentucky home plate as the horses enter the track
at Churchill Downs.
So this will be our background music. Okay, Jennifer, have you studied the horses at all? There's a 20-horse field this year.
There is.
That is the maximum allowed to run in the Kentucky Derby. All horses, in case you did not know, are 3 years old. You have to be a three-year-old horse to run in the Kentucky Derby. So only you have one chance in your life to run in the Kentucky Derby, Jennifer, if you're a horse.
That's fair.
That's fair? Okay. And it's the first leg of the Triple Crown, which has not been won since 1978. Let me give you a little quick background, Jennifer. It's probably not going to be won this year for a different reason than it wasn't won last year. Last year, it was almost won by a horse named California Chrome.
Because who called it?
You did?
I did.
Jennifer
did.
Okay. I believe you.
Because I like the jockey's collars.
No need to check the archives, Jennifer. Last year, California Chrome won the Derby and the Preakness, but lost in the Belmont. The reason, California Chrome was just an average horse, Jennifer, running against below average horses. It's a different story this year. There are a lot of very, very good horses running this year. So it's going to be a lot tougher to win. Though if a horse does win the Derby, a couple of these other tougher horses fall off, there is a good chance for a Triple Crown. So you were looking at the names?
I found something interesting, and I didn't know this was possible.
Go ahead.
There are two horses owned by the same stable.
Yes. Are they racing as an entry, Jennifer?
I don't know.
A lot of times a trainer or an owner can put two horses in a race, and they're called an entry, where there'll be one and one A, and if you bet on one, you get to have both of them.
They each have a different number. I don't know.
It probably won't be in the Derby. It'll probably be separate betting interests.
I didn't know that happened.
No. I think Todd Pletcher is one of the trainers. I think he probably has four or five horses.
Actually,
in the race.
I'm looking. There's another one. Yeah.
Bob Baffert has two horses.
They were just next to each other on the list. I didn't realize that happened.
Yes. So who's jumping out at you, Jennifer?
I like Carpe Diem and War Story.
War Story? Why War Story?
I just like the picture. I like the way it looks in this picture.
Oh, you got a picture of him.
I do.
Okay, Jennifer. Well, luckily, and on exclusive at this, only on the Library Show on internet radio, I have the stretch call of the Kentucky Derby. So this is what actually is going to happen tomorrow at 6:30 p.m.
All right, knock yourself out.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
And down the stretch they come. Dortmund has been leading all the way, but now American Pharaoh, the favorite, has pulled up alongside, and he's looking to go right by. Carpe Diem is coming as well, and Frosted is coming down the center of the racetrack. A 16th of a mile ago, Dortmund is finished. American Pharaoh is trying to hold off Carpe Diem. Carpe Diem has now gone by. Frosted coming with a late run. And at the wire, Carpe Diem wins the Kentucky Derby. Frosted gets up for second. American Pharaoh, the favorite, third. Dortmund holds on for fourth.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Thank you for that stretch call, Mr. Track Announcer. I forgot who the track announcer church attends.
You're cracking a little bit.
Well, see, I did this in the past, and I was way off. So that wasn't me, by the way. That was the Churchill Downs track announcer. So the Kentucky Derby, I forget what channel it's on, but it will be on about 6:30 tomorrow. Also a big event tomorrow night is the boxing match. Are you into boxing?
My husband,
are you into the sweet science, Jennifer?
My husband's family used to be very much, but...
Boxing is really... fallen off, and that ultimate fighting has really taken its place.
Yeah, his father was very much into it.
Very good. But,
you know.
Okay, we're moving on from here, Jennifer. Where should we go?
I have a preview of the May 1st Jim Thatch bookmark, which will be available once the library is open tomorrow. Remember, the headquarters, North County and South County branch libraries, are all closed tomorrow. The headquarters library will open at 1 and the North and South County branch at 1:30 for some staff day. And we have multicolored bookmarks this month, thanks to Stacy Whitelaw, who assorted the paper. And it is a tribute to Jennifer Heater from the South County Branch Library, which was very inspired on Jim Thatch's part. And he asked a couple of us some of Jennifer's favorite things. And he made it a quilt, because Jennifer did quilt a lot, with an apple pie, because she was a big baker. Some jewelry. She was never without it. Gardening. She always gave birthday parties at the library. Snowmen. She brought her snowman collection in every year. A cat and a stack of books. And May is hidden in a lot of places.
Several times.
More than several. Quite a few times. Almost in every block.
Almost. So. And I didn't put HCL in this time, but I did put something else in there.
You didn't put HCL?
No.
Okay.
Since she didn't work at HCL.
So you put... Oh, I did see SCB in there.
Okay, yes. That was...
And then I saw her initials, which was very nice. So that was a very nice tribute.
I
do. It was a very nice idea, too, as well.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And we just got the update on the front sidewalk.
Okay, that's big news. Go ahead.
The email we got today, there was a meeting this morning. They will be breaking it up on Monday, beginning Monday. And the plan is to have it finished by next Friday. So beginning Monday, you will be signs directing you to the left of the building to enter. A new door has been installed, actually where the old door was.
There used to be a door there a long time ago.
And Jim created a very nice welcome sign. You'll be coming in by the vending machines now. So
load up on snacks before you come into the library.
So, so we're looking forward to that going on schedule. Although if it had been a week later, I really could have used the lobby for the Comic Fest.
It'll all work out, Jennifer.
You know.
Speaking of Comic Fest, what is that? What are you talking about?
What is
about?
Comic Fest? The Friends of the Library, along with the Book Garden of Frenchtown, are sponsoring the first annual 100 Comic Fest, which will be filled with comics, artists, games, workshops, and more. It is Saturday, May 16th at the Headquarters Library from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is absolutely free. You will learn how to make your own comics, meet the artists, play live Minecraft, dress up as your favorite character, play games, participate in workshops, and much, much more. We're going to have three workshops. Scott Hanna, who is an inker artist from Marvel DC, and Mike Stewart, who has done work for Disney, will be there. And then Rob Feldman and Shannon O'Connell and John Schmidtberger will lead up a third panel. Pamela Patak from Project Runway will be there, and all the artists will be in the gallery area where you can meet them, and they will sign things for you. And there will be lots of handouts. There will be crafts in the children's room.
I heard there's live music.
And I'm hearing there's live music, too. There was an email yesterday. We're having another meeting on Saturday to firm everything
up. What's the name of the band, Jennifer?
Creatures, C-R-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.
Let's see if I can look them up.
So, yeah. We're really excited about that. And
come on, Jennifer, you're lagging over here.
I know. Here. I'm waiting for Jeremiah to call. He promised he'd call if I got in trouble.
Oh, is that why you're no. getting in trouble on purpose so Jeremiah will call?
I'm not. And Jeremiah and Kendra have been working really hard on some displays of graphic novels. They will be on the main level and the lower level. There will be a scavenger hunt throughout the building. We're going to have some comic-themed crafts in the children's room. Some puzzles and games for the nerds who show up. And I was at a first communion in Monmouth County on Sunday, and the little boy ahead of me in the pew ahead of me was playing Minecraft on his iPad.
So now you know what it's all about.
I still don't.
Oh.
He was moving around these colored blocks, and I still didn't get what he was doing. So have you found the creatures?
All right, Jennifer. So that's two huge free events coming up in the next 2 weeks.
It's amazing. Tomorrow, Saturday.
And we even have a third event coming up in June. So within a month and a half, three huge events at the Huntington County Library, your Huntington County Library, where you can come for free.
What's your huge event coming up in June?
I was going to say until you interrupted me there.
No, I thought it was a segue. I was being...
I'm referring to the outdoor art show and sale, but that was Jennifer baiting Jeremiah to call, which Jeremiah has taken the bait. So Jeremiah Harris will be on the phone on the air shortly to tell you everything about Comic Fest that Jennifer neglected to tell you.
Hello, Jeremiah.
How's it going, guys?
It's going.
You did good. You mentioned everything. Really need to call in, but I just want to do it anyway.
Okay, what are you most excited about?
I'm most excited to see everyone in their costumes because we are going to have like cosplay going on throughout the entire day, and I'm pretty excited to see what people show up as. We are giving away door prizes to anyone that shows up. You don't have to have a dress to be dressed up at all, so we're going to be giving those out, and I'm really excited to hand them out to everybody that shows up.
Excellent. We haven't decided how we're going to do that yet.
We definitely will have to do something about them just to make sure that, they're graphic novels, so, that some are, more appropriate for others.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I'm still waiting. We've got some from First Second Books, a division of Macmillan, and I'm still waiting for Penguin Random House.
Oh, we did.
To send their promised package.
Breaking news live on the radio.
No, well, they haven't come yet.
Oh.
I'm hoping they remember.
Okay, well.
So tell me about this band, Jeremiah. I was hearing about this today. You're having a live band?
The first I heard about it was yesterday.
Okay.
I tried to Google them myself, and I haven't.
Who arranged for this to happen?
I think it's all going to be developed a little bit more this weekend when they have their meeting so that we can... finalize, who's going to show up, where we're going to put them, because, don't get me wrong, if we have live music there, I'd actually be very excited about it. I'd love to see it there, but, running out of space.
I suggested a spot to Jennifer, and she seemed to be happy with it.
Oh, I'm happy about it, but I have no idea where we're going to put them, but, it's still early.
Well, Jim thinks there's a far corner on the lower level, if you're facing the circ desk, that far right corner. All the way in the back by the door.
There's two windows and there's some seats there.
By where the books on CD are.
Seats out.
And the world language books.
Did you have something for that spot?
I guess they could go there.
Yeah, because I was really hoping the front doors would be closed so we could.
Yeah, that was the depressing part.
But I'm really glad the lobby's getting finished.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on the length of time that it takes to get repaired, but. You had a great idea last night that we could put them in the front if, that entire area was blocked off.
Right.
Cautioned. So that would be perfect space for them. But it is a three-person band, so I guess that area there, if we cleared it out, over by the World Languages and Books and Audios, would be a great spot for them and to be heard throughout the entire library.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
So, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I thought that was good. And we're getting the books pulled for the displays right now.
Yeah, I even have a cart in the back. I have to start putting things away. I don't know if they're... That's going to be what I'm doing tonight.
So, and Ken just been working really hard on the backdrops.
Yes.
And she needs to get working really hard on the live Minecraft.
By the way, I hung your boom sign up again. That the duct tape thing didn't work. I took all that off and put double-sided tape on it.
Yeah, you know, I really thought duct tape was going to work.
Nope. And actually, Fizz is on its way down.
You would think it would, but for some reason, the Fizz is like, I think they stapled it to the bulletin board.
Now it's coming down on the corners.
Oh, great. Okay. Well,
I can fix that, too.
Okay, good. Yeah, I for some reason I thought duct tape would be the, you know, answer for the concrete there. Definitely nothing, but okay. That's really great. Really great.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So let me ask you guys, are you going to be dressing up for this program? Jennifer?
Jennifer says she is, from what I understand.
I was thinking maybe I could be Veronica.
From the Archies?
Who's Veronica?
Oh, never mind.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
I thought you were going to be Luna or somebody.
I was Luna Lovegood for Harry Potter. I might be somebody from Unshelved.
What's
that? The comic Unshelved, okay.
Yeah, it's a library comic.
Mm-hmm. So how are you?
There's a
the
library comic?
Putting together your outfit?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Because it's really not much different than what I usually wear.
Oh, come on.
See, I knew it was leading to that.
You got to talk to Shannon, see what she's got for you.
I know. Saturday, we'll figure it out. And Saturday's actually free comic book day.
It is free comic book day on Saturday.
Let me ask you this question, by the way, real quick, Jeremiah. Is there someone, like a dedicated photographer, going to take pictures?
We don't have anyone.
I'm going to have the camera.
Okay. Because hopefully we can do a little, they did with the Maker's Day or something like that, to put on the webpage.
Okay, that'd be great, because we can definitely put them on a webpage, and also if Jennifer didn't already mention, there is a Facebook page not created by the library.
But it is linked on the library's Facebook page.
It is linked on the library's page, and you can get through it through there. It's on Facebook where you can post pictures and anything that you want that's related to our upcoming Huntington Comic Fest.
Yes, and there was a really great picture online on NJ.com of Jeremiah.
Oh, gosh.
Advertising Comic Fest.
Yeah.
And some of Shannon dressed up.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of participation, and hopefully we've gotten the word out enough for everybody to show up here and participate.
Yes.
That's our goal.
So, okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
You too, Jeremiah.
Bye-bye.
So that's Comic Fest, May 16th, the Huntington County Library from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. And you can see the flyer yourself of all the artists that are going to be there and a lot of the events. We'll keep talking about it on the radio show. And there'll be, like they mentioned, there it's also on Facebook. Just, how would you look it up? Just put in 100 in Comic Fest, and that should probably come up.
Mm-hmm.
And that page should come up.
Yes.
And that's probably your best location for any information. So bring the whole family, the kids, your grandfather.
Your grandfather, of course.
And before that, I mentioned the Outdoor Art Show and Sale, the third, I'm looking for a metaphor here, Jennifer, the third...
Annual?
No,
that's
like
not a metaphor.
We're having three big events here.
Oh, the trifecta.
The third horse in the trifecta?
There you go. No.
It's going to have to go. Okay, Jennifer, the Outdoor, Huntington County Outdoor Art Show and Sale will be Saturday, June 13th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we do have a rain date Saturday, June 20th, but let's not worry about that right now. We'll have 75 local artists displaying their work on a snow fence on the lawn of the Huntington County Library. Most, if not all, of the artwork will be for sale, and I'm sure reasonably priced. There'll be a watercolor demonstration by the Huntington Watercolor Society. The very popular local band Acoustic Road will be performing all day. They'll be judged. The artwork will be judged. We'll be awarding a best in show. It'll be a great day just to bring a picnic lunch, though I believe we will have concessions there. hopefully a local group like the Girl Scouts will come and do concessions so you can support them as well. I just got Richard Gerstner's entry form for the to enter the show. If you've never seen his work,
hand delivered.
You might want to see that. I purchased a piece of Richard's work last year. There's a lot of unique things.
You know what we forgot to do?
What did we forget to do, Jennifer?
We forgot to
You're talking to me, like what?
We forgot the commercials.
Because you were going on about Comic Fest.
Sorry.
Should we do them real quick?
We'll finish up the show and then we'll do them real quick at the end.
Okay, we'll end the show 2 minutes early?
Yeah.
Okay, which means we have 2 minutes left.
That's right.
Not even 1 minute. Okay, so that's the outdoor art show and sale Saturday, June 13th at the Huntington County Library on the lawn outside from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is the fourth or fifth year we've been doing it, and it's been growing more popular every year. So I suggest, as well as Comic Fest and the book sale, that you come to all three.
That's right.
Maybe we should give people something if they hit all three. We don't give them anything. They've hit all three.
They've hit all three.
That's a reward in itself.
It is. And they get to know their library again, and they get to see the new sidewalk. And what else is going on?
Nothing, Jennifer.
Oh, you know what we're doing tomorrow at the staff day? We're going to have the drawing for the baskets.
That's right. The winner of the baskets will be drawn tomorrow. So hopefully your name will be drawn, and you will be called.
Correct.
And you will receive, among other things, a box of chocolates from the Fudge Shop.
That's right.
Very good, Jennifer. Okay, I think it's time to go.
Yes, because I have some commercials, and my apologies to the sponsors. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Huntington County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntertonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. A search and rescue team from Virginia is happy to have helped rescue a teenage boy buried in rubble from the massive earthquake in Nepal.
Lots of negative results on searches, so to be involved in the one today was very uplifting to the team as they've worked so hard down here, and it makes it worth coming over.
Chris Schaff with USAID says the boy had been trapped in the rubble for at least 5 days. Jurors in the Colorado theater shooting trial continue to hear from victims and first responders as testimony went forward Wednesday. Prosecutors called Joshua Nolan, a former Navy sailor who was shot twice while shielding his friends from bullets.
If my cane is the weapon, I could see him with the gun holstered up to his chest, and he was pointing down to the ground.
Tensions remain high in Baltimore as police prepare a report on the death of Freddie Gray. The Washington Post is reporting a prisoner in the same vehicle as Gray told investigators he could hear him banging against the walls like he was trying to injure himself. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Business leaders from Mississippi and Israel met Tuesday in Jackson, Mississippi to evaluate potential partnerships. USA's Russ Jones attended the groundbreaking summit and has this report.
Governor Phil Bryant hosted the Israel Meets Mississippi Business Summit April 28th at the Jackson Convention Complex. Mississippi businesses were linked with pre-qualified prospective partners based in Israel and gained first-hand knowledge about innovative products and services. During a press conference, Ron Dermer, ambassador of Israel to the United States, said Israel has learned how to create world-class technology with limited resources.
The secret of Israel's success is our innovation. And innovation requires chutzpah, requires a little bit of daring, a little bit of skepticism, a little bit of challenging the conventional wisdom to create a better mousetrap.
In 2014, Mississippi Governor Bryant led a 15-person defense-focused trade delegation to Israel. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Are you looking for a new career? You might consider accounting. Professor Joyce Barden at DeVry University's College of Business and Management says the field of accounting has branched out beyond just crunching numbers.
Forensic accounting, IT consulting, global business management, all of these are diverse career accounting specializations that really didn't exist in the past.
In addition to DeVry, many local community colleges also offer accounting programs. Professor Joyce Barden at DeVry University's College of Business and Management says today's businesses are looking for more than just people trained to crunch numbers.
In addition to their technical skills, they're looking for their soft skills, like being a trusted business advisor, being a strategic thinker, and most of all, being a decision maker.
One New York City waitress is a whole lot richer today. Sarah Lee Kessler has the story.
Nothing like a $3,000 tip to make your day. That's what a Manhattan waitress got on a bill totaling $4,350 recently. What kind of service did she provide to merit a 7,000% tip? The customer, a man named Mike, said he was moved by her story about getting an eviction notice, just one string attached. He asked her to contact a foundation called Respect Life, which encourages people to perform acts of kindness. She did, and promised to pay Mike's act of kindness forward. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms. when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning.